Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. In a speech given at Trump Tower in New York City earlier today, former President Donald Trump once again railed against the 34 guilty verdicts he received in court yesterday. Trump says he was facing a no-win situation from the start.
It was a rigged trial. We wanted a venue change where we could have a fair trial. We didn't get it. We wanted a judge change. We wanted a judge that wasn't conflicted. And obviously, he didn't do that.
Meanwhile, a moderate Senate Republican is blasting Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's decision to prosecute former President Trump. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Susan Collins is a longtime Trump critic, but criticizes Alvin Bragg for what she calls the political underpinnings of his decision to put the former president on trial. She says it's central to the American legal system that charges be brought for alleged criminal misconduct, not because of who the defendant is. In a statement, she writes, "In this case, the opposite has happened. The district attorney, who campaigned on a promise to prosecute Donald Trump, brought these charges precisely because of who the defendant was, rather than because of any specified criminal conduct." Bob Agnew reporting.
President Biden is once again calling for a ceasefire between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas. President Biden says Israel can make this deal without jeopardizing its security.
Because they've devastated Hamas forces over the past 8 months. At this point, Hamas no longer is capable of carrying out another October 7th.
He says a ceasefire would lead to the release of the remaining hostages in Gaza and could end the grinding nearly eight-month-old Mideast war. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 574 points, the Nasdaq dropped 2. This is SRN News. Sex ed classes have stirred an uproar in Australia.
Parents are outraged after an LGBT activist delivered a presentation at a high school in Renmark, which several female students say included an explanation of bestiality. Local officials have launched an investigation. Some psychologists and leaders of the LGBT community are advocating for the recognition of people who embrace so-called zoophilia, as well as those who say they are attracted to minor children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Season 4 of The Chosen will finally become available for streaming on Sunday night after much delay. Dallas Jenkins, who created the popular dramatization of The Life of Christ, says the show will release 2 episodes a week through the month of June on Sundays and Thursdays. While all of Season 4 was released to theaters earlier this year, streaming was delayed by legal problems. Jenkins also tells Religion News Services Company is parting way with Angel Studios. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks ended mostly higher on Wall Street, closing out the market's latest winning month. The S&P 500 shook off a midday slump and ended 0.8% higher. Drops for NVIDIA and other technology stocks held back the NASDAQ, leaving that index just barely in the red, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbing 1.5%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after a key measure of inflation remained steady last month. The Dow up 574 points. To close at 38,686. The NASDAQ lost 2 points to 16,735. The S&P 500 gained 42 to 5,277. New York oil fell 92 cents to $76.99 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.